Sunday night for Halacha and Chodesh Halavus or Lebeis Kislev Tavshinayin Hay. So we're talking about mistakes that the Balkorei makes, and so far we've talked about major mistakes, we'll call it, a different meaning, certainly if he completely misses a word or totally mispronounces a word. We talked about different meanings based on the trop, based on accents, machlok, as we said. Then there's minor mistakes. Minor mistakes is if he makes a mistake in the trop, which does not change the meaning. Words that are basically interchangeable and they're the same word, and the nikud is different. S and ace, kol and kol, or koil, with a chaf. Even lacha and lach, it's not exclusively used for zachar and akeva. It is somewhat interchangeable. Eretz and oretz, or any such word which takes on a different nikud by an esnachta or a sof posuk, not really esnachta, or any like sort of pause, major pause. So these don't change the meaning, and we paskin that therefore you don't tell him, you don't interrupt him, you don't make him go back. You tell him privately afterwards, he has to prepare better. Now the shaila becomes, if you don't tell him to go back, are you even allowed to interrupt him and make him go back? Or and maybe it's poshut mevayish pnechadei or barabim, post can discuss, since it's a mistake that doesn't, you don't have to go back for us. So maybe you shouldn't say anything publicly. Dafka, you're not allowed to say anything publicly. The minig, you can't say the minig, but people do. So either they don't know and it's wrong, or there's two heterim, call it, that the post can say. One is if you pay the Balkorei, so then you're paying him to do a perfect job, so you're allowed to stop him and correct him, and he should do a perfect job. So that's one heter, call it, because you're paying him to do a perfect job, so you have to correct him, you have a right to correct him. And the second is that he's moichel, you know, if he knows that's, if he can't stand the heat, get out of the kitchen. He knows people are going to correct him, so al das keini b'kam Balkorei, and he's willing to lane. And these are two heterim that are said. Probably the proper thing, maybe more than probably, the proper thing is taka not to, the Hamoin doesn't know what's a mistake and what's not a mistake. So just be quiet and let the rabbi decide when to make him go back and when to just let him be and go. Okay. Chodesh Halavus, we're doing Shara Yichud. We're going through it not with the text. We talked about, and the Perek Beis talks about the different mistakes you could make in understanding the concept of Echad and how multi-layered it is, ironically, how many meanings it has, how much depth of meaning it has, how many nuances it has, and how you would know your concept of Hashem Echad might be a mistake, it might be wrong, it might be because you're paying only lip service to it, it might be wrong because you only know it because others told you, you never figured it out yourself, and so you have to be your geya. Now in Perek Gimel, he is a rather short perek, he sort of proved, this is the Chodesh Halavus Hashita, that you have an obligation to explore the matter, and he knows not everybody has a philosophical mind, not everybody has a deep mind, not everybody, he didn't know it would be as bad as nowadays, where people get a headache if they start thinking about anything, but there are different levels of seichel. So he says, "Chayiv lachkar olav kifi hasagaso v'koach hakaroso." He's practical. He's not. There's no magic goal you have to reach, but you're mechuyev to explore it to the best of your ability, and even just to learn Perek Beis of Shar HaYichud, I hold, and to see the different meanings that echod could have, and how it's more than just one and not two, but it's the other meanings we talked about. Hashem, there's no change and there's no components in Hashem, and his midos and him is one, and his chokhma and him is one. There's no like attributes that are chutz mimenu. So that's also all part of echad. And really, on a more sophisticated level, the amunah that everything that happens is directed by Hashem, all events is also part of Hashem Echad. because he directs everything, and everything that happens is only a manifestation of his will. But anyway, in Perek Gimel, he says very strongly that you're mechuyev to explore these things for yourself, kifi koach hasagoso. And if you don't, because you're lazy, or you just don't want to bother, then it has very harsh words for him. And then he gives a marshal, a very interesting marshal, because I think nowadays, he says, a doctor who's sick, and he's just soimach on another doctor to be merape him, and he doesn't look into it if the guy knows what he's doing or not, is a pretty foolish guy. I think nowadays the assumption is that he should not even, he should take a different doctor and shouldn't look into himself. But as Allah says, he's a fool. If he just is soimach on the other doctor and he has the ability to look into it himself if the guy's right or not. Anyway, he says, V'yodato hayom, this is very important because this gives us a hint into what the word leiv means in Chovos HaLevavos, which Rabbi Avigdor Miller Zatzal translates as duties of the mind, because he says in Tanakh, heart means mind, and I think it's based on this Perek Gimel in Shara Yichud, because he says, V'yodato hayom v'ashevosa el levavecha, ki Hashem hu hu elokim, b'shemayim imah, v'alorit mitochas ein od, and he says, Hashova el haleiv hu iyun haseichel. That's what it means. Hashavah Alev is Iyon HaSeichel. He brings rise from different psukim in Nach, from David HaMelech, Lo Yoshev Alibo, Das Alekei Avicha, De'u Ki Hashem Hu Hu Alokim. So it's De'u. It's knowledge, knowing, not just accepting it because someone taught it to you, but on your own knowing it. And he brings on a few psukim, he brings on some Gemaras. He says, "Hikihi chachmaschem uvinaschem le'enei ha'amim." I guess al pi chazal, it's referring rather to astronomy and the moilid and the cheshbon of the calendar. But he takes it as a general idea of our knowledge of Torah of Hashem. He says, "They're not going to respect us too much if you go, duh, I don't know. That's what my father told me. That's what my grandfather told me. I don't know." He says, "That's not going to command much respect. You have to know, and you have to be able to prove it." Now, he knows they're not going to admit it. That's not what he's talking about. But whoever's intellectually honest will see that there's chachma ubina here. But if you're not talking about seichel, if you're not talking about iyun haseichel, so then why should the goyim look at you at all? Why should they be garish you at all? Okay, that's very good.